Well, I told you earlier today, big announcement today from DTE. I just don't happen to know what it is. See, they wouldn't sneak it out to me early. I did my best, but I had to wait patiently for Trevor Lauer, the president and chief operating officer of DTE. Trevor, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning, Steve. Thanks.
Good to have you here. So I've told the folks a couple of times, major announcement coming from DTE. Don't know what it is, but I think it might have something to do with clean energy. Help me out.
Yeah, well, today we announced a goal to achieve net zero carbon emissions from our electric company by 2050. And, Steve, this builds on the previous announcements that we made. I think your listeners are probably aware that we were the second company in America to come out with a voluntary carbon reduction strategy, and we were going to reduce our carbon emissions by 80% by 2040. And this takes us this next step to say that we have a goal and we're committed to trying to get to 100% by 2050.
So how do you do that? I know that you've been systematically taking coal-fired power plants offline. I know you've found other ways. I see different alternatives going on out there. But how do you achieve that by 2050 and still maintain reliable energy on demand?
Yeah, well, the first thing you said, or the last thing you said, Steve, is where I want to start. And the most important thing here at DTE is that we have reliable power for our customers 100% of the time when they want it. So as we make this transition to clean energy, we need to keep a very keen focus on reliability and then, secondly, affordability for our customers. We can do this in a way and transition in a way that we can maintain reliability and affordability. It doesn't have to be a sucker's choice. We don't have to choose one over the other. So how do we get there? Well, practically by retiring coal-fired power plants, continuing to build renewable energy, that gets us a long way. We currently have an integrated resource plan, long way to say we have a plan for our generation fleet that gets us to 82% carbon reduction. And then for the last piece of that, we need to work on new technology. And I can give you a whole list of them, but it could be carbon capture and sequestration. It could be biological sequestration. It could be small modular nuclear plants. It could be hydrogen. There's a whole series of different technologies that are working on in the industry right now to try to see how we get that last piece of carbon out of the
system. Yeah, I want to go back to something you just said there. Trevor Lauer here, President, Chief Operating Officer, DTE. Small modular nuclear, what does that mean? Explain.
Well, around the world today where they've built nuclear plants, and much like our Fermi nuclear plant here in Southeast Michigan, they tend to be large-scale nuclear plants. I don't know that this will make a lot of sense to your listeners, but 1,000 megawatts or bigger. So enough to provide energy for 800,000 to a million homes all at once. What's under construction now are what we'll call small modular nuclear plants that are made identical to each other. They tend to be under 300 megawatts. The cost to install these is designed to be dramatically lower, and the federal government is actually working on this technology to bring this technology and commercialize the technology. So if we can take down the cost to try to develop these, then I think we can put these smaller nuclear plants in places that help support the grid and provide that reliable power that you so smartly mentioned in the beginning of the interview, Steve.
Well, power on demand, we don't want a darkening, if you will. We don't want to have brownouts and blackouts and things of that nature and rolling power issues. And obviously you don't either as the power company. But 300 megawatts, all right, if a million homes could be served by the big nuclear plants, 300 megawatts will serve, just give me an estimate, how many people would be served by that? And how big would this thing be?
Let's say it's 250 to 300,000. And the key to these are, as we continue to put more and more renewable energy into Michigan, currently DTE Energy, the largest developer by far of renewable energy in the state, but Consumers Energy is also doing a great job developing renewable energy. So, you know, you got the two leading utilities in the state really working in renewables. What we need to focus on then is how we supplement those renewables when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow. How do we make sure that we have reliable power for all the customers here in the state?
Well, that's right. And windmills, they take up a lot of real estate, let's be honest. And if you have 300 megawatt small modular nuclear, that'll take up a lot less real estate and a lot less ground needed, it sounds like to me. I'm excited about this technology. I've never heard of such a thing. What's the timeline on small modular nuclear? Because I think that's probably one of the keys to success.
Well, so I want to say, Steve, that I think it's an exciting technology, but it's one that's out there a ways, and a lot of money needs to go into the R&D associated with it. And I really can't answer your question. Over in China, they actually have a couple of these, I think seven, if I'm correct, that are under construction, and they're trying to move forward with it. So here in the U.S., I think we're a ways away from it. I think there's a lot of other very promising technologies that are also underway, much like, I was mentioning hydrogen. Carbon sequestration, you've got 18 major projects in the world are going where they're taking the actual carbon stream and they're burying it deep underground in the right geological formations. So I think all of these offer great promise for us.
Well, that's interesting. It's all the science and technology made possible by, well, like you say, yourselves and consumers both doing cutting-edge work here. It's key, but you setting the standard, it sounds like. But it's fair to say that we need to find some different, I guess, a different combination. Wind can't do it by itself. We're clear on that. Solar can't do it by itself for the reasons you cited. So we have to find some combination here. What about natural gas? For a long time, we've discussed natural gas as a bridge fuel. Is that still part of your formula?
Yeah, natural gas is going to be a very important piece of this as we go forward. We have our Blue Water Energy Center under construction here in St. Clair County, and that plant's going to continue. It is the single biggest move in reducing carbon that DT Energy or the whole state's making by retiring coal plants and bringing on gas. But eventually, if we want to get to carbon neutral with these gas plants running, we've got to find a way to get rid of about 5 million metric tons of carbon that'll still be going on. So we're going to have to figure out how to manage natural gas and have other technologies that come forward. But I think what's really important, Steve, and you mentioned it with us and consumers, if we lay out goals like this, what I know for sure is we'll move forward towards those goals, and we've got to exercise leadership across the industry, and I think that's what's really important about what DTE Energy is doing today. We're setting a very ambitious goal to be net zero in terms of carbon emissions, and when we set this goal, we hope to see a series of other companies follow our lead and also help us on this journey.
And at the same time, very important here, Trevor, to maintain the billing to be similar to what it is today so people are able to afford their energy bills as they are today and to make sure they can continue to afford them to 2050 and beyond. I'll give you the last word.
Well, two exciting things here. First, we got to do this at a pace and a scale that works with our customers. Second thing is our customers can participate. So the more our customers participate in energy efficiency programs that are offered in the state, demand response programs, or voluntary renewable programs like the My Green Power program that DT Energy offers, that gives them an avenue for the individual customers to participate also. And that's going to be really important as we try to achieve these goals. So very exciting day for DTE, very exciting day for the state of Michigan. We're really happy to be partnering with everybody.
All right, well, good to have you here. Thank you for bringing that announcement to our listeners all across Michigan, from Marquette to Monroe and all points in between. Trevor Lauer, President, Chief Operating Officer, DTE Electric. Trevor, exciting days and great careers, by the way. People want to find out more. Where can they learn more about DTE and everything you're doing?
Yeah, I encourage everybody to go to the website, dteenergy.com, and there's a lot of information about all the different initiatives, including all of our environmental initiatives underway there. Be a great place to learn, and we'd be happy to any organization in the state that would like to know more.
Trevor, thank you so much. Have a great day, my friend.
Yeah, you too, Steve. Thanks.
Trevor Lauer, everyone, President, Chief Operating Officer, DTE. I like the idea that small modular nuclear. How cool does that sound, all right? Quick break. We'll be right back.
September is weight loss and body contouring month at Wyckoff Wellness, and it's your chance to drop pounds, lose inches, save some money, and find the new you. In September, save 20% on their HCG and ketogenic weight loss programs and save 20% off Virju body contouring and cellulite reduction packages. Wyckoff Wellness is here to help you reach your weight loss and body contouring goals, and September is the best time to get started and save 20%. Call 517-333-7270 or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.